Well, hello, hello there. This is Kim Claver, and today I want to give you a couple of tips on what to say to people. Probably the number one thing that I get is, what do you say to people? What do you say to strangers? And some of you got the PDF I put out on how to talk to strangers, how to talk to kind of walking cadavers, as we like to call them, and to your war market as well. There's a reason people have such a hard time trying to think of what to say to people when they know that what they're looking for is, say, to sell a product or sell the business opportunity. So let's just say, talk about the product for now. And let's say that you market some kind of a fairly high-end skincare line. Well, normally when a person is in the marketing or sales business, for example, if someone is selling real estate, they normally will pick a niche. For example, there's commercial and there's residential. And within commercial, there is buying and selling of buildings, and there is leasing. And within that, there is leasing and subleasing. And then we have rehabbing. You can rehab properties. So there are, within all of these areas, within real estate, there are quite a few different kinds of things that one can do. And people specialize. For example, in residential, you can have high-end, or you can have estates, or you might be in the fixer-upper business. So as a person who is marketing something, people normally fall into some kind of a special area. And then when they look for clients or buyers, they'll advertise to those people. So for example, if you're in the real estate business and you're marketing, say, high-end beach homes, you will be looking for people who are in the market for a high-end beach home. That's what you're looking for, versus, say, looking for people who are into the rehabbing part of real estate. And that kind of goes without saying. Most of us kind of get that. And so you're looking for certain kinds of people depending on what you have to sell, whether it's upscale real estate, whether it's rehabbing. You know, we did a lot of rehabbing of real estate. And so we would be looking for fixer-upper types to either fully lease for like 50 years or buy and then fix them up and then look for tenants. So we were often looked for properties like that. And other people are looking for dirt so they can put up a high rise. So, and other people are looking to build homes. So the point is that whatever a person does when they get into a business, they have a certain area of expertise, and then they look for clients in that area of expertise where they can service those people. And that is called marketing. You find your clients who are ideal for the kinds of things that you do. So real estate people can specialize in luxury homes or beach homes or fixer-uppers or stuff under 100 grand or homes to flip. You know, these are all specializations. And those people who do that look for buyers or clients who are interested in that specific thing. And if I were looking for fixer-uppers or beach homes, for example, I'd look for a real estate agent that specialized in that in the area where I'm looking. And that's kind of how everybody understands it. This is called marketing. You know, you're finding the people who are the match for what you have to offer. Well, in this case, in our business, we really have skipped that whole thing. Network marketing has forgotten all about the marketing side of it, because what happens is when you sign up for any one of the companies, the materials will tell you to talk to everyone and tell everyone that what you have is the most wonderful thing since sliced bread and that it's going to change their life. That's basically what happens. So whether it's, there, we have what, 5, 6, 7 major skincare companies, every one of them tells all the reps, millions of them altogether, that their particular product is the best, the most amazing, has Dr. Ding-a-ling behind it, has science behind it, has this behind it, that behind it, is life-changing. And that's what people are supposed to say. Well, this kind of comes hard for us as humans, because we also know that we don't normally do this. If you're looking for a home, you look in a certain neighborhood, you look for the agent who's the best specialized in that neighborhood, because that person is then going to know the most. So we kind of figure, okay, what do I say to somebody? And it's because there's this big block where we all know that we don't really know anything about that other person's skincare, even if it's our warm market, much less a stranger. We don't really know very much about what Uncle Tom might be using for his face, if anything at all, or Aunt Lulu. Most of us haven't been in their homes to look to see what their personal tastes are as it relates to, say, skincare. So we don't really know if they're using Pons for $6 a month or if they're using La Mer, which is $2,400 a jar or something in between. And that makes it really hard to talk to people. And I think that's why so many people come and say, well, what do I say? What do I say? Because it's kind of like, well, I have this wonderful product that I really like a lot. And you're told, go to everybody, hit everybody up and tell them how great the product is. And the, like I said, the bump there is that we all kind of know that something's not quite right here, but we don't know what to do. So one of the ways to solve this without having to develop a month-long relationship and take everybody to lunch and or ask them, can I look in your cabinet and see what kind of skincare you use? There's a better way to do it, and I'm going to tell you what that is right now. And it's something I've been doing for 26, 27 years. First of all, we make no assumptions that we know anything about this other person's skincare habits, what they care about as it relates to their skin. Because when you're calling your warm market, unless it's your own mom, you probably don't know anything about what their skincare issues are, what matters to them, or whether they're spending $6 or $200 or $2,400 on their skincare. So what we have done is figured out how to do this so that what you present to someone when you first open your mouth is really, it comes from the place of asking, so here's what I'm doing, and here's who it's for, and I wonder if you know anyone. So that's the approach. In the same way that if you were a newly minted real estate person and you were specializing in beachfront properties, for example, you might call all of your warm market and say, Aunt Lulu, let me tell you what I'm doing. I just got my license. I'm going to specialize in beachfront properties. And if you know anyone who's looking for a beachfront property, you let me know, because I'm going to be the queen of beachfront properties. This would be quite normal. Nobody would hang up on you. Nobody would get upset with you. Nobody would stop inviting you to Christmas dinner, because you said, this is my specialization. This is what I'm going to be doing. So if you know anyone, you let me know, okay? So that's the story. So our approach to this, my approach to this for the last 27 years, 28 years, has been exactly that. From the first time that I ever marketed a network marketing product, which happened to be water filters, that was the approach that I took with it. So let me show you how that works. So the first part is that you come up with your own before and after, because that's based on your own values. So assuming that you have a before and after, if you don't, of course, there's always a way around that, assuming you use the product. But for example, let's say one of the products I marketed was a capsule, a whole food supplement, and it was kind of fruits and veggies in capsules. So one of the things I might do if I were to call a bunch of warm market, for example, instead of saying something like, oh my gosh, I have the greatest thing, the most amazing, wonderful product in the history of the world. You got to have it. You have to see it. I need to show it to you. When can I come over? Here's what we said instead. So I might call Aunt Lulu and the phone goes ring, ring, and she goes, hello. And then here I am. Hey there, Aunt Lulu, this is Kim. Hey, how are things? Listen, the reason I'm calling is I wanted to tell you, give you a little update on what I'm doing here, because you probably don't know. And I have a question for you too. So here's what's going on. I am marketing this product for people who know they should get their 5 to 7 fruits and veggies every day, like me, or people who really want to have extra. And they know they should, but they don't. And they want to do something about it. And so I have these little capsules that I'm marketing to people like that. They have fruits and veggies, you know, the nutrients of fruits and veggies in there for those kind of people. And I'm calling you to ask, one, to let you know I'm doing that. And secondly, to find out, do you know anyone who you think might like to know about a product like that? You know, people who know they should get their 5 to 7 fruits and veggies and they don't, or they just can't get enough, you know, like me. And they want to do something about it because they just don't have time to cook and clean and prep and clean up all that stuff. So do you know anyone like that who might like to know about something like that? So there, what have you done? I've stated my values as they relate to this particular product. Somebody who wants to get their 5 to 7, who knows they should and who doesn't, like me, or who can't get enough, like me. And so I'm marketing this product for those people. And do you know anyone like that? See, so that's what we do. And that's the approach you can take with anyone and everyone, because that way, when you talk to people, you can, yes, approach everyone, but not as if they are your prospect or your suspect, as some people call it. They're nothing at all except another human being. And you have an opportunity now to go up to any stranger in front of Starbucks or downtown or wherever you happen to be where there are people that you don't know and smile, especially if you've got your little clipboard with you. Can I ask you a quick question? Just one question, I promise, and smile really big and wait for them to say, okay, all right, what is it? And then you step a little closer and you say, well, we're introducing this product into the area for people who know they should get their 5 to 7 fruits and veggies every day, who are not doing it and who'd like to do something about it, like I did, and they have these little capsules that give you those nutrients. So you just pop them. That's it. That's what I do. Do you know anyone who might like to know about something like that? Or another option, do you think there's anyone around here who might like to know about something like that? That will solve your problem of being persona non grata, first. Secondly, you're stating what your values are and you're asking if they know anyone. In the same way that if you just got your real estate license and you had decided to specialize in beachfront homes, you wouldn't necessarily call everyone and say, hey, you got to have this beachfront home I've got listed. It's the best thing since sliced bread, because then people would really eventually not take your calls. But if you go, Aunt Lulu, I'm specializing in this. This is what I'm doing. So if you know anyone, beachfront property, that's my turf. It's right out here in La Jolla or in San Francisco or wherever your beachfront properties are. It might even be Costa Rica. So this is the same with talking to strangers. When you talk to a stranger, we did a lot of that, what we called street walking. And this is particularly for those of you that got that PDF and you wanted to get a little bit more information about how you actually do this. One of the many ways we would do it is, say, if you were at a shopping mall or if you were in a place where there were a lot of people, like outside Starbucks, for example, you might stand with a clipboard and say to people as they come in and out, we're taking a quick survey, a one-question survey. Can I ask you just one question? And most people are going to say, what's the question? And you can say, well, you know, the company I'm representing is introducing this product for people who know they should get their 5 to 7 fruits and veggies every day, and they don't, and they want to do something about it, like I did. So they have these little capsules, fruit and veggies in capsules, with the nutrients in capsules. Do you think anybody around here, do you know anybody who might like to know about something like that? You see? So in this way, the 1 in 10 will... there will be people who say, well, yeah, as a matter of fact, I do. It might be me. Great. So then you can get their name and their email on your clipboard and tell them, I'll send you a little information on it, just in case you know someone. So that's the approach. Okay? All right. Hope that's helpful. And if you would like more of this, particularly on how to create your own before and after, there's an audio program you can get which expands on this and shows you exactly how to create your own before and after, so that when you are talking to people, including your warm market, about what you have and who it's for, that you can really call out the person it's for and ask them to be your ambassador, if you will, and let you know if they know anyone. In the same way that if you just graduated from medical school and you were a cardiologist, for example, you might let everybody know, guess what? I'm a cardiologist, so if you know anyone who needs a heart job, you wouldn't go to them and say, hey, would you do me a favor? Can I do a heart job for you? That's not how we do in the real world. So this gives you a chance to let them know, this is what I've got, this is who it's for, and if you know anyone, would you let me know? Would you like to learn how to do that? How about some step-by-step instructions on how to create your own before and afters for whatever products you're marketing, and how to find your audiences, what people do in the movie business and in other businesses to find their audience so they don't spend a lot of money and effort banging on all the wrong doors. Plus, there's a technique where you can go banging on a door and there won't be one person behind it, but 20. It's one of my favorite methods of reaching out. And the last thing is how to make people come to you. That's something I've specialized in my entire life. So you're never begging, you're never on your knees. You're always having people say, well, I want to know about that. What is that? Show me that, show me that. If that's what you'd like, I can show you some of those tricks. I've got a big program. Well, it used to be a big program, $1,200. Right now it's a tiny program in comparison. And it's an audio program that you can download, listen in your car, listen while you're working out, called 100customers100days.com. So go to 100, you know, 100 customers, all together, C-U-S-T-O-M-E-R-S, 100 days. 100days.com. So 100 customers, 100days.com all together, you'll see just a bare naked order page for that audio program. And there's a little option at the bottom if you'd like to learn how to do some of this on Facebook, or you can pick up a little Facebook program I've got as well. And that's entirely optional. All right, I hope this has been helpful. And if it has been, feel free to pass it on to other folks who are stuck because they don't know what to say and they say all the wrong things, or they get no's from everybody because they mistakenly thought that everybody was their prospect. And as we all know, that's not the case. So here's a way to do it so you don't hear the kind of no's and so you don't feel the rejection and lose your self-esteem, which is not a good thing and completely unnecessary. All right, I'm also on Facebook for those of you that are Facebook fans, facebook.com/Kim, K-I-M, dot Claver, K-L-A, V like Victor, E-R. All right, talk to you soon. Thanks for coming. Bye.